exercise too. Observations are not always undertaken with a clear sense of what data may be relevant. On a long and rough sea voyage in 1882, many of the ship's passengers were afflicted with seasickness. One who was not was the American philosopher and psychologist William James. James had the great good fortune to notice that 15 of the passengers, all of whom were deaf and mute, were completely unaffected. James speculated that seasickness must be due to some temporary disturbance of the inner ear, a problem to which the deaf-mutes were not sensitive at all. Later experimentation, some carried out by James, confirmed this suspicion. This crucial clue about the causes of seasickness came thanks to James's ability to see the importance of something interesting that others had overlooked.